Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. And thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. I have your host, James, here at 9.04, and we're kicking off this hour welcoming in some friends. We have Audrey Day with us. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
And Lori Peterson with us.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here. Appreciate the time. Lori and Audrey joining us from the Wood County Health Department today. We're going to talk about we'll have a COVID update for you. We're also going to take some time to talk about Social Isolation and Loneliness Week. I want to get into both of those. Before we dive into any of that, first off, how you both doing? Lori, how you been?
I've been really good. Getting ready for the holidays.
Good to hear. And Audrey, how have you been?
I've been all right.
Right
just,
on.
You know, trying to get more sleep.
Sure, right. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
And boy, that is a subject I can relate to so much.
Yeah.
Real quickly, do want to thank you both and the whole staff, everybody over at Wood County Health Department. We appreciate you guys so very much and everything you guys have been doing, not only the last, you know, 3-4 years, but obviously in recent times. Appreciate you both very, very much and everybody over there.
Thanks.
Do you want to do a COVID update first?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hit that first.
I'll start. So we do testing. We still do that Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to noon. It's by appointment only. You have to register online. So if you just Google Wood County COVID testing, the first webpage link that'll pull up is the health department's local testing page. And then you just click the schedule a COVID test button and just follow the steps. Make sure to complete the online registration afterwards as well. Everyone that wants to be tested must sign up individually. So if you're signing up a whole family, make sure you do all of them separately.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is also a free test provided through the state, through the Say Yes test program. So any Wisconsin resident can receive 5 free COVID rapid test antigen test kits every month. So it's not just a one time anymore. They actually just posted that, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
Before I was putting my talking
interesting.
Board. So it's every month, and all you have to do is go to their website, sayyescovidhometest.org, and then you receive them in about 3 to 5 days. You just have to put your zip code in, fill out the registration stuff, and follow it all. So make sure you stock up for the holiday and winter months.
Yeah.
So make sure you're getting those tests. And just know that the FDA did extend most of the COVID antigen test expiration dates. So make sure you check the FDA website before you throw away any of your tests that are expired. Just keep that in mind.
Alrighty. And some reminders of our vaccine clinics. We are still having them every Thursday at the River Block Building in Wisconsin Rapids. We are holding them starting in December now. We're changing the time to 12 to 3, so noon to 3. Again, the third floor, the River Block Building, Wisconsin Rapids. Registration is not required, but it is encouraged, so we know how many people are coming. We are encouraging people to get their 5-year-olds to have their updated booster. We have Moderna boosters. We have the Pfizer booster, 5 years old to the adult. We also have the Pfizer monovalent for the 6 month to 4 year. Upcoming clinics, we also have a drive-through clinic in Marshfield at the Marshfield Fire Department. That's going to be held on Wednesday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There is a sign-up sheet or sign-up genius on the Wood County Health Department website. Just Google Wood County COVID vaccine, and it should be, again, the first link that shows up. We also are going to have some future clinics posted on there as well for December. These are going to be at different locations and not at our River Block building, so check those out. You might find a location that works best for you. Just a reminder, too, that respiratory viruses such as the influenza, the RSV, and COVID-19 are really circulating at high levels right now, nationwide. Wisconsin has seen a significant increase in hospitalizations due to the respiratory illnesses, and the 2022-2023 respiratory season has the potential to be very severe, especially for those young children and the older adults. And people who get the flu and COVID-19 at the same time may be at an even higher risk for severe complications and death. So we urge you to protect yourself and those around you by staying up to date on all your immunizations, including the COVID-19 and flu vaccines.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Very helpful information. Appreciate that, both of you guys. So I do want to take a little time to talk about this. Governor Evers recently announced that Social Isolation and Loneliness Week would be taking place this week, November 13th. So certainly that's going to be our main topic today in talking about that. But it's a topic that I think that as a society we've talked about a little bit roundabout ways here at the radio station we have with you guys, with other organizations. But let's get into this a little bit. Let's get our hands in the dirt in it. What exactly is social isolation and loneliness? And it can seem a little confusing to people often conflate the two terms.
Yeah, it's definitely a mouthful to say, social isolation and loneliness. And it can be a little confusing because the two words, you know, they do seem a lot alike. Mm-hmm. So social isolation is objective. It's more fact-based. So no opinions or feelings are involved when considering it. It's the feeling of being disconnected, not having many social contacts, or roles or memberships in your community, it's actually being physically separated from others. So a good example of this would be staying at home for lengthy periods of time or not having any communication with family or friends. Loneliness, on the other hand, is subjective. So it is based upon personal feelings or opinions. So it is the feeling of being isolated, and it can be felt regardless of social contact. So you could be surrounded by people and still feel lonely. And I'm sure we've all been there because I have several times. Mm-hmm. But a good example is being among friends, but not getting that rewarding feeling of social contact and fulfilling relationships. So those are the two main separations. Mm-hmm. And social isolation is not a personal choice. So that's something that's rooted in community design, social norms, systemic injustices, basically like your culture, education, healthcare, housing, internet access is a big one. Public spaces is also a big one. Justice, security, transportation. And we've seen that time and time again where transportation is such a huge issue, especially with the older populations. They just don't have access to get anywhere if they, you know, can't drive or don't have a vehicle. So that's a big indicator as well.
When it, and you've given some good examples of that and everything. So what about, like another point about this, loneliness, social isolation, are these on the rise in Wisconsin? Are these things that we're seeing more of?
Yeah, so they're definitely both on the rise, and it is extremely exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The numbers have skyrocketed, the research, everything that shows it is just getting worse tenfold. So that's why they got the governor to make that proclamation for this week to bring awareness to it. Because this is a problem that is often ignored by the majority. People sweep this under the rug. They say this isn't that big of an issue. But when you look at the actual research, you look at the facts, they're like, this is correlated with so many health problems, like higher rates of depression, a weakened immune system, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, mental illness, cognitive decline, and even early death. And yeah, that's a lot. But it is shown out there. This is solid research. This is coming out, and I'm glad that there's, you know, light being shed on this topic.
This is something that could affect just about anybody, but it seems to really affect the, you know, some of our most vulnerable people and some of our parts of society we don't pay enough attention to very often. Our disability people, our people, our seniors. A lot of this. Does the stats add up to that?
Yeah, so So being socially isolated and lonely, obviously, is bad for your health from what I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. But older adults and people with disabilities, they're uniquely susceptible. 40% of people who have a disability and 43% of people age 65 or older say they feel lonely some or all of the time. Hmm. According to a 2020 AARP Foundation report, two-thirds of adults in the U.S. are experiencing social isolation, with 66% reporting that their anxiety levels have increased during the pandemic. In children and teens, social isolation and loneliness are associated with anxiety and depression, which can lead to higher levels of cortisol, so more stress and, you know, what they care about, weight gain, and worse cognitive development. And this, I find, you know, just ridiculous. The most crazy quote I've heard is, prolonged isolation can be as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
That's crazy. Yeah. That stat will stay with me. Yes. That one will stay with
that
me.
That one, it hits me every time I hear it, and I'm like, I gotta say it.
That's a good one. But it's a good one to stay in our brains, too. It's that comparison right there.
Yeah.
It is an issue, and it's something that, you know, as we've touched on already, it is something that has gone on in our society for a very long time. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I find very doesn't happen nearly enough, but I do appreciate in our society, there are these times where there is an issue that is so daunting, and it seems like, well, what can we do about it? How do we make the planet healthier? How do we do that? Well, all of a sudden we start recycling. And now recycling is as common as putting on your seatbelt, mm-hmm. which was also something we didn't do for a very long time.
It's like a domino effect. It's little by little, like a snowball just...
It's within our grasp to fix this. Like, some things seem so big and so daunting, and how can we ever do anything about it? Well, it's a subject like this doesn't necessarily take millions of dollars or 15 hours out of your day to be able to, you know, to put into or something. This is something we can all impact, we can all help with. Mm-hmm. What are the department's suggestions about dealing with this?
So currently, the Wood County Health Department, we are addressing this issue as best we can. We are still open to ideas, so anybody that has any, please contact me directly, which at the end I'll tell you my phone number, so you gotta wait around. So we're raising awareness and local resources through our social media and organizations within Wood County. We're also going to be helping age groups commonly missed through this public health issue. So we're creating infographics and posters for middle school and high schoolers, because we want to stop this issue at the root before it ever becomes a problem, right? Prevention is key.
Smart.
So we're working with Patch, who are providers and teens communicating for health, to present to students in the county. We're going to try to collaborate with all the schools in the area, so that will be coming up. We're also going to be trying to collect information from all our organizations within the county, looking for where the gaps are within our county's population who's not being helped or served within this issue, working with the Aging Disability and Resource Center, the ADRC. We're going to be connecting with a lot of people. It's all just kind of in the works within 2023 because this is all still new. Yeah. But working with Aspirus and 211, making sure that they're aware. I'm going to see if we can try to get some information put onto their websites because it's a common one that people go to. So we're also working with researchers, agencies, and organizations through the state to form the Wisconsin Coalition to End Social Isolation Loneliness. WCSL is the abbreviation, and anybody can join of any organization. So anybody that's out there that thinks that they have something that can really add to it, please reach out. We can get you added. We can get you the resources. We are trying.
and doing a good work at it. Because this isn't one of those things, as I said before, it is something that is within our reach, but it isn't as if it's, you still got to reach. You still got to get work for it and everything. And you guys are doing that and very much appreciate that. But you aren't in this alone. This is, again, one of those topics that affects all of us, and all of us can do something about it. Being a friend, being a good neighbor, checking in on each other, especially checking in on relatives and that, but it isn't just a person that you know or have a relationship with. I mentioned this story before a couple of years back. I want to say it was right before the pandemic, over my parents' house. I'm over there, and I'm walking up to the gas station. And we just got a big snowfall and everything, and I kind of like walking in that sometimes. So I'm just bopping around, and I walk past this house, and there is a lady out there with a walker trying to shovel her driveway. Mm. And I'm an able-bodied human being. I can't walk past that and not at least offer to help. I honestly didn't know if she'd want my help or if she'd even look at me. It's not like I'm the most approachable person in the world. But she just lit up and was like, oh, would you mind? Yeah. And I was like, would I mind? Like, go warm up. She goes inside, warms up. She grabbed me a glass of hot chocolate. I did not ask for it, but it was very nice of her to offer. Did her driveway. Took me maybe 20 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Went about my day. The spring comes around, and I'm walking past that house again, and she comes out of the house to wave at me and say hi. We still don't know each other's names, but we're very familiar with each other. We know each other very well, and I don't know for certain, but I'm pretty sure she lives alone. And so when I go past her house, I make it a point to not only go past her house, but just kind of look over, just kind of see. I'm not prying. I'm not looking in windows or anything like that. But, you know, see if she's out bopping around or maybe if her lawn's gotten a little long or something like that. Knock on the door, see if she could use a hand with it. Because I know for a fact that she is in need.
Right. Yeah.
It didn't make
a difference.
And it didn't take that much time. Right. It didn't take that much out of me. It didn't, you know, my back was a little sore from shoveling. It was going to be anyway. I've got a bad back.
You got to work out.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's awesome. That right there, like simple little acts of kindness and trying to connect, like, intergenerationally, that seems to be a common one that I've heard good things about. So, like, even at, like, the Mead Wildlife area, I was talking to the senior educator there, and she said that they had this program, or they were in the works of bringing this program back, where they have students meet with older age groups and kind of share skills. And so, like, that bridging of the gap right there, I mean, it makes a huge difference, especially with people that are isolated. I mean, it warms my heart.
and it's something that you don't have to be a superhero to do it. You don't have to be some amazing human being or whatever. It's within all of our reach. We can all do those kind of things. Audrey, Lori, really appreciate the time today. If people have follow-up questions, want to know some more about some of the things we've talked about, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so they can give me a call at 715-295-4244, or they could email me at ady@co.wood.wi.us. I know that was kind of lengthy, but if you call the health department, they can refer you to me. But just remember, try to reach out to friends, family, neighbors, make a phone call, stop by, schedule a video chat, ask people if they need anything, groceries, supplies for a hobby, or like you did, you know, shovel their driveway.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a lot of ways to do things.
Absolutely.
Thank you both again for the time and everything you do in our community. Say hi to the rest of the team over there, and we'll talk again real soon. Door's always open for you.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Seth and I will get in some entertainment news and some other fun stuff as we take it to the top of the hour here at Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:24 on the clock. Seth and James here with you. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to the Wood County Health Department joining us there. That was great.
Very good.
I have some entertainment news I want to dive into now.
All right.
CMT Crossroads is celebrating its 20th anniversary with a couple of special guests, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, they have a 90-minute special premiering November 29th on CMT. They'll perform songs like Can't Let Go and High and Lonesome and Led Zeppelin hits like When the Levee Breaks. I have to hear that. When the Levee Breaks, maybe my favorite, that or Kashmir, probably my 1-2 favorites of Zeppelin. And I really love, they did some years back, No Quarter, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, long before the MTV Unplugged thing.
Yeah, I remember.
They did a strip down, and some of my favorite versions of their songs came from that.
Yeah.
I got to think that this is going to sound pretty cool. This is going to, I mean, especially those two voices, they sound so good together.
I mean, we have heard now, they've done so much work together, those two. Their voices blend just so beautifully. You're right. This is going to be fascinating to hear this.
I don't know if it's cool or disheartening, but this is probably maybe three years ago or something. Mm-hmm. No, not that long ago, because they had just come out with not the most recent album, but the album before that.
Right.
Allison Krauss and Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this, and one of the students was listening to it, and one of the other teachers heard it, and they start talking. And I'm just kind of observing, listening, setting up for class. And she, that's younger classmates, she says, boy, I don't know what took him so long to start singing. And she's like, what? So, well, he's an older man, Robert Plant. Why did they take him? So have you never heard of Led Zeppelin? Like, and she's like, well, yeah, I've heard of Led Zeppelin. She didn't know that Robert Plant was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. I don't know how to feel about that. This was years ago, man.
You still have conflicted feelings about this.
But it does speak to, I think, on a silver lining, on a really cool note.
Yep.
You talk about having second acts in your life or in your career.
You got it.
And not many have had one like Robert Plant has had.
No.
Where it's almost night and day. So it reminds me of Henry Winkler in his acting career. Henry Winkler starts out, and when he becomes a public name, he's the coolest guy on TV. He's Fonz, the Fonz. He's everybody likes the Fonz. Everybody hits a radio, hits a jukebox and goes on.
Wears a leather jacket. Yeah,
he's cool. Everybody likes the Fonz. Goes away a little bit. As the next time we really start to see him on a consistent basis, he's more of a comedic actor. He's more silly, funny, older guy, you know, always doing the awkward thing in the scene and stuff. And the career he has had since the Fonz is just huge. He's had a great career.
Yeah.
He's still working.
He's been in TV shows. Yeah. He's been in movies. He's been in everything, yeah.
But two very different careers.
So, yes, exactly.
Doing the same medium, you know, acting or singing, but so differently. That just doesn't happen very often in society, in a person's career.
Right. And how easy would it have been for Robert Plant just to slip into, no slur on him, but like an Ozzy Osbourne kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, basically just doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
He has taken chances and he has, you know, really broadened his palate and he's done, and it's been successful. He's been able to do it, which is really cool.
Seth and I wrapped up episode 4 of Director's Cut yesterday.
We did.
Had some editing and stuff to do to it yet, but had our guest in, and our interview this week was with Bria Ann Krieger, who, yes, is my oldest daughter, but more importantly, to the audience at least, she is a local published author.
That's right.
And a podcaster.
Yep.
And we had her on to talk writing and talk the podcast world a little bit and everything. But one of the things that came up in that conversation was how do you write, how do you encourage people to write, your process of writing. And so I came across this one today, Seth, and I thought it was just too fitting.
Oh, perfect.
Toby Keith, one of the more iconic musicians. I'm not going to say country musician. He's just a musician.
He's well known. Yeah.
He's that big of a name, that well known. I would never call Garth Brooks a country musician. He's a star. That's it. You know, you don't have to add those other things to it. I think Toby Keith is right in that same ballpark. You know, maybe not on the same level, but in that ballpark.
Right.
Toby Keith got the Icon Award at the BMI Country Awards in Nashville last week, and they posted an interview where he talks about the advice he'd give rookie songwriters trying to break in.
Okay.
You should write one song every day and do your best to finish them. It felt like he wrote 200 songs before he wrote a good one.
Wow.
Then it took 150 more to write his second good one. You have to practice. You really get to really get good at something. Now that he's got 3 decades and over 30 number one hits under his belt, he says it does come easier. For example, he knew his song Don't Let the Old Man In could be a hit as soon as he had the title. But even then, he knew it wouldn't be a good song unless he could quote unquote nail it.
Yeah.
I think that that's just songwriters, certainly that applies to, but anything, if you write commercials, if you write, you know, books, whatever you do, like that's the best, some of the best advice I've ever heard to give to young creatives.
Put in the work.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work.
I say this all the time, reps. Everything is about reps, repetition. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it.
Yep.
There's very few things in life that doesn't apply to. Maybe if you are trying to be a human being and fly, you know, maybe try one time and then let it go after that because it's not going to happen.
That one's not going to work, right?
But there's many, many more things in life that the more you do them, the better you're going to get at it, the more comfortable you're going to get at it, and before you know it, it does come a little more naturally. But it still takes work because it's supposed to. Nothing in life worth having comes easy. If there's one lesson that I wish I didn't hear my mother say to me a million times when I was a kid, well, you know, Jimmy, nothing worth having comes easy.
moms.
And it turns out, shocker, she was right.
Moms are right.
Yeah, they always are. Please don't tell them I said that, though.
she knows, James.
She knows. She knew before I knew. I love the advice that he gave.
I love him really cool. coming out and saying that. And that's something we don't think about when we think songwriters. We think, oh, yeah, they just, you know, just sit down one day and they write this big hit song. You know, that's what they do. No. there's so many songs that they don't use because they don't think they're good enough.
Right.
You know, and they're not going to be like Prince, you know, who recorded everything he came up
right,
with.
Right.
They just got to work at it. And eventually, like he said, you know, then you get to know when you have a good one or not so good one, and then you can go with it. But that's work, man.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
We're going to get into, after Seth's news, we'll get into what's new on your small screen this weekend and what's new on the WRCT stage.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that, a little programming here at the station. But Seth, let's do this. Let us grab our last qualifier for the Thanksgiving trivia. This is what we're going to do right now. We tried this a little bit earlier. We're going to go ahead and try it again. We've been grabbing a qualifier every day thanks to our great friends over at Quality Foods. A big shout out to them for doing this. They're giving away a free 14 to 18 pound turkey. What we're going to do is grab qualifiers. We've been grabbing qualifiers every day.
Yep.
And then we are going to announce the winner
Monday.
Monday
the 21st.
Monday the 21st, we'll announce that winner. I did want to, before we grab this final qualifier, I did want to go through and thank Linda, Kelly, Mike, Kim, Bob, Katie, Nat, Jody, Kevin, all of our qualifiers already. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who tried to call
for
in.
Playing along. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So we got to pull a little bit of an audible because our earlier question got kind of nixed. So we're just going to pull out one here.
Yep.
And we're looking for a ballpark answer. You don't have to get this one right on the money here.
Yep.
You can get just close to it. How many turkeys do Americans prepare each Thanksgiving? 424-2600. Call up if you've not already qualified for the chance to win this turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Call up 424-2600 and let us know how many turkeys do Americans prepare each Thanksgiving.
This has got to be a very, very high number.
It's got to be.
You think about it. How many families there are? We learned earlier 90% of people families celebrate Thanksgiving. So let's do a little math. Oh, I'm terrible at math. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, right. But we do know that is a high number. Like,
yes,
you can. I would imagine you can gather that is higher.
Yep.
That is in the millions.
It's got to be in the high millions.
Yes,
I would think. And then there's families that celebrate, you know, two Thanksgivings.
Right.
Like they can't get everyone together on Thanksgiving, so maybe they do it a day later or the weekend and stuff like that. So give us an answer. Let's see what happens. This is going to be fun.
Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to go with, say, 25 million.
Hey, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You know what? That's going to work for us.
All right. Close
it.
Enough.
That does it. You're in. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I got to be honest, it's close, but closer than I thought it would be from one of our listeners, because I had no idea. Seth had no idea.
Nope.
46 million, they believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of turkeys.
That's a lot of turkeys.
That is a lot of turkeys. Man, that is a lot of turkeys.
No wonder they don't like Thanksgiving. Huh?
Right? Can I get your first name, Miss?
Sure, it's Lisa.
Lisa, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Lisa. Just hang on the line. Going to get your last name, your phone number from you, and get your name into the hat to win this, possibly Woo-hoo. Win this turkey, Lisa.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening and playing along. Appreciate you. We'll take a quick break, get to the news from Seth today, and we'll come back with more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Busy day around here.
It's been very busy. This whole week's been busy, hasn't
it? We have fit 6 hours of show into a 3-hour show somehow. It has been a lot of fun, though. We appreciate everybody who has called up, who has joined the conversation, who has been hanging out with us this morning. Thank you so much for that, everybody. I'm going to let you know what's new on your small screen, new on the WRCT stage this weekend. And getting to the small screen first, premiering already on Apple Plus TV, Spirited, a modernized musical version of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. It's told from the perspective of the ghosts. Will Ferrell plays the ghost of Christmas Present, who's chosen to make it his mission to transform Ryan Reynolds into a force for good. You had me at Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
Interesting pairing.
I would watch anything those two do together. I already have.
Yes.
They've done a couple of like online things together, little bits and stuff, and they're hilarious. Their chemistry is to the roof and beyond. They're so good together. I'm not even a Christmas movie guy, and I'm going to watch that. I'm looking very forward to watching that, actually. Not only that, I'm not a musical guy, but
I
just, you put those two in a movie together.
I'm fascinated at the musical idea of this. Yeah. I'm really curious about how they're going to they work that together. I think it's going to be interesting.
The little bit I've seen, I don't know how they did singing-wise, but dancing-wise, both of them light on their feet. Both of them did, as far as I could tell, did a nice job from the trailer and everything.
Very good.
Dancing's fun. I mean, it is. You give your chance. You just let loose a little bit.
Ryan Reynolds seems like one of those guys who could, even if he's not a dancer, he could pick it up really quick. You know,
I'd be so disappointed hearing, like, it turns out Ryan Reynolds, big jerk. Yeah. I'd have such a hard time believing that. It just seems like one of those people.
We've talked about it before. You can't be on that much.
No.
He would be exhausted. You cannot be acting all the time.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Friday on Disney Plus, Disenchanted, starring Amy Adams, Patrick Dempsey, and Maya Rudolph. I should journalistically mention, I have met Amy Adams before. I have a little history with her. We go way back. And by that I mean I was in my first ever read-through she was a part of, and she barely noticed me, I thought. I saw her 2 years later pitching our TV show to this big conglomerate of Fox sponsors and all that.
Yeah, right.
She was there with some other people promoting a Fox movie at the time. Mm-hmm. She must have seen my hair, and my hair was even bigger then. It was and everything. Yep. And she come booking up to me and said, "Hey, how are you doing? I'm so sorry. I saw that we didn't see you the rest of the filming and all this stuff. And just wish you well." It was a quick 20-second conversation, but she kissed me on the cheek, and I have not washed my cheek since. No, I'm joking. But she just is a sweetheart, a wonderful human being who did not have to do that. And am I being journalistically honest here and saying that I think she's one of the better actresses out there? I hope that that's, I can do both.
I just want to publicly say something I've never said about James. I hate you.
Yeah.
I am super jealous of you.
Understandable.
And I'm sorry. I can't look at you right now.
I don't blame you. I don't blame anybody. I wouldn't even blame people if they didn't believe me. It's a far-fetched story. I get it. But that's just it.
I love Amy Adams. She's so awesome.
I just like to speak to her as a person.
Yes.
She's not only an incredibly talented actor.
Yeah.
But I've heard stories of her doing this with plenty of other people other than me. She is one of those ones that really. Is an ally in this field, and there's no allies in acting. Nobody's looking out for each other.
Dog eat dog.
Yeah, it's so that.
Yep.
She's one of those people that actually does put her money where her mouth is.
That's
really
great.
Does try, and it helps out a lot. And she's very talented.
Yes, I still hate you. Anyway, moving on.
Understandable. Maya Rudolph also amazing. Patrick Dempsey does a good job. That should be pretty good. After more than a decade since their wedding, Giselle has grown disillusioned with her world, so she accidentally unleashes a spell that transforms her entire town into a fairy tale.
Oh, actually sounds a little bit interesting. That's a different take on the whole thing. Yeah, I like it.
Netflix has Slumberland, a fantasy adventure about an orphan girl who joins Jason Momoa in the land of dreams for a chance to see her father.
Fairy tales, and we got dreams. I see a theme here.
Yeah. Amazon has The People We Hate at the Wedding. It's a comedy starring the great Kristen Bell, Ben Platt, Allison Janney is also in it.
Oh, that's an interesting cast. Yeah, wow, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Let's see. The 20th season finale of Real Time with Bill Maher. On Saturday at 8 o'clock, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, and Carly Simon will all be in part of that.
That is one heck of a lineup.
Really is.
Holy cow.
Sunday Night Football, Chargers versus Chiefs. You had me at Patrick Mahomes. I will watch anything involving him.
Including his State Farm commercials.
On ABC, Wayne Brady hosts the American Music Awards. Performances will feature Carrie Underwood, Imagine Dragons, Pink, WizKid, and Yola. All going to be a part of that. And on Sunday on Disney Plus, Elton John Live, Farewell to Dodger Stadium.
Aw.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah. That is going to be. I don't know. That should be really good. I know my parents are going to want to see that. And on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, the series finale of The Walking Dead. Certainly a lot of fan base. That is a huge fan base. I admit I've watched every episode.
You have? Okay.
I will also admit the last couple of seasons I've been watching just because I want to see how this all ends.
Does happen a lot, doesn't it?
It does. But it's still got some amazing people on it, including Norman Reedus, who I think is one of the most underrated actors in the game.
It's going to be interesting to see where some of these folks go.
Yes.
After this.
Yes.
I think James and I, this is for director's cut.
Mm-hmm.
Someday we are going to have an in-depth discussion. How long is too long for a television series?
Yeah.
I think that's very cool. I think it'll be a very cool discussion.
It's flipped. When we were young, if a show stayed on for more than five seasons, it was a legendary show, and it was impressive and all these things. Now, they want to get in and out. Donald Glover with the show Atlanta that he created and that everything, he really just wanted to do two seasons, but it was almost too popular and too big, and he just kind of, you know, had to wrap it up and everything.
And he had to wear, and I'm sure it wore him out too. I mean, busy guy and Ben and doing all the other producing, writing and stuff, that is, that takes just as much out of you.
Also coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, All the Ways to Say I Love You, the Neil LaBute one-woman show. This is going to be performed by our own Melissa Kay.
Very excited to see her.
Very excited.
Yes.
We're going to be there tonight. Yep. We encourage you to be there. Let's give Melissa a great audience today, tomorrow night. It takes place at the Centralia Center. It's in the Studio Theater at WRCT. If you walk into the into the Centralia Center, it's right to the left. You'll have the, you know, there'll be the ticket booth there, so you can go ahead and get more information there and stuff. But it's a really, really cool script. It's a difficult script. It's a hard one, but that's theater. That's what good theater. The best theater happens from the harshest of scripts and the most difficult of subject matters. Melissa's worked so dang hard on
this.
I'm so proud of her.
Under some interesting circumstances, because the director lives in Appleton, so they've had to do it over, you know, technology. That's how they've done most of the rehearsals. So it's amazing what we can do these days. But in the end, she'll be there on the stage just by herself, and we get to check it out.
Cannot wait. I'm so excited to see this tonight. We'll be there. We encourage you to go. You can get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. That is all one word, wrctheater.org, or you can get them tonight or tomorrow night when you go to the show. I encourage you to do that, everybody. It's going to be a great show. I do want you to keep in mind the studio theater, the director's showcase productions tend to be a little more edgy than traditional main stage theater, so keep that in mind. If that is something that bothers you, maybe not the show for you, but if it's something that doesn't, or you're actually looking for that, because a lot of us want some more edgier
something
theater.
A little bit more serious, a little bit more depth,
I got nothing against the classics, you know, Death to a Salesman, Oklahoma, they're all great, they've been done. We've seen it before, I know those stories. I want to see some new stuff, I want to see young playwrights, these kind of things. This is the kind of stuff I've been dying to see. Cannot wait.
We're so lucky we're able to do that here.
Absolutely.
We are very lucky to do that.
Big shout out to Tim, executive director over there, Tim Young, and the board.
The board,
And the play selection committee, everybody involved in this stuff. Nice done. Nicely done. And Seth mentioned Director's Cut. I just want to plug that. I mean, talk about that for a second.
It's the same thing. Don't worry about it. It's the same thing.
We, of course, we mentioned earlier that Saturday our shows are going to be a little abbreviated. We've got the Sunshine Polka Show on at 7 when it would normally be at noon. But that's because of the Badger game. No Over the Back Fence on Saturday. But on Sunday, regular lineup. I've got all your great stuff that you've come to love here on Sundays. And from 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. You said your topic this week is blue.
Blue. The color blue.
I like it.
Now, I want to be a little specific here. I'm not talking about the blues. I'm very specific in thinking just the color blue. So keep that in your mind when you're checking in to listen. I've got some ELO in there. I've got some Tom Waits. Oh, James, I got to tell you. I have got back-to-back The Replacements and Husker Du.
Oh, nice.
From albums they released in 1984.
Wow.
I'm so excited to be able to do that.
That's awesome. That is going to be so cool.
If you don't know who those are, listen to the show.
Absolutely. Seth does an amazing job with this show every week, 6 to 8 every Sunday. Catch Seth Faces the Music. And if you really enjoy the music, keep on listening, because there's going to be a chance for you to actually even just hear a playlist of that.
That's
music.
Right. We're working on putting it up on Spotify.
That's
so
really
we'll let you know when we get closer.
And all of our shows are podcasted now, and they're streaming 24/7 at civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us is where you can find all of our shows and our information, our podcasts. This newest one we have, Director's Cut, the podcast isn't on there yet, but it will be. If you would like an audio recording of one of the shows, let us know. Maybe we can work something out, figure it out.
Yeah, we do have the recordings.
Episode 4 premieres this Sunday at 8 o'clock, and we have on Bria Ann Krieger, local author, local podcaster. We're looking so forward to you guys hearing this one. It was a really cool conversation with Bria.
Yes, it was.
Do want to remind you guys, too, we want you to participate on the show. If you have movies, TV shows, songs you want us to review or talk about, please let us know. Topics you want us to.
If there's anyone in the area you think we should speak to, artists, we're very open. Just give us whatever you got. We'll take it.
We are just looking to get locals on the airwaves for us and promote them and talk about the arts in our area, supporting the arts, artists supporting artists. Want to get some musicians on? Anybody out there. We know you know people. You may be one of them yourself. email either
one
of us.
Don't be shy.
Yes, yes. James@WFHR, Seth@WFHR.com. Email us and let us know more about it. And be sure to tune in every Sunday from 6 to 9. You got Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8, 8 to 9, Director's Cut, yep. Right here at WFHR. Come back with some good stories and then I write stuff. Here at Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show. 9:52 on the clock. Got Seth and James here. And we're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Just a big thank you to everybody that joined us today. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. Really fun show.
Yes, it was.
Really fun show. Really, really fun show.
You're getting a lot of work. Ed Sullivan impression.
Yeah, really. I'm going to get work on that. I'm going to get that down. Not that many people will get the reference.
Not anymore.
If someone stole packages from your porch, the least likely suspect would probably be the delivery driver, you would think. I mean, that's the last person you would think. But even that is possible. And yes, that is our feature that ain't right story today. A female Amazon driver delivered packages to a home in New York back on October 29th. While she was there, she stole several packages that had been previously delivered.
No.
I guess that's a little bit better than what I expected at first. I thought she was literally putting the package down and then picking it right back up.
Yeah, why don't just keep it in your car, right? Yeah.
This isn't better by any means, but it's at least not as stupid as she might have gotten away with it, but she was caught red-handed on the family's doorbell surveillance camera.
Jeez.
I'm telling you, I think that modern homes when they're built nowadays, they should all have these. Every home should have one of these things. I know it seems a little overdone, but there's just too many times where these things come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
They've saved lives. They've prevented break-ins.
Right.
They've done so many things. I'm usually not big on the whole camera thing.
Like surveillance in general?
Yeah, yes. You can maybe even call me a little bit hypocritical about this, which, that's fair play.
Yeah, right.
But I still stand on it. I do think that this is one of those things and especially as cheap as they're becoming more and more,
right,
more people
right.
are going to have them. What I'm waiting for is people like my dad to do the project version of this, where he like puts out like a camcorder outside, like, and he's got to keep changing the tape or something.
An old camcorder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just like really old one. Like, yes.
Yeah, that's beta. What are you talking about?
Yes. This lady, she opened the stolen packages in her trunk and saw that they were dresses for a wedding. So she drove down to the shop they were purchased from, returned them, and was given a digital gift card.
No, really? Seriously?
Man.
Oh, man.
The homeowner says even though they didn't have the dresses, the wedding went off without a hitch. Thank goodness. That's
well, I'm glad they're... But
Amazon identified the driver and fired her. A rep says they're working with the police, who are still investigating. They also reached out to the homeowner and said that they'd make it right. This is,
That ain't right story, man.
I would say we're getting closer to the end of the year here. Top 20, that ain't right story of 2022.
It's going to be fun to revisit some of these at the end of the year. Yeah,
this is a rough one. That is a bad one right there. it just speaks to how not only crime is an immoral act, not a lot of brain power used in it.
No.
Not a lot of brain power.
And again, it's one of those things where, so many crimes, the vast majority of crimes of opportunity.
Yep.
They're not pre-planning these things. They're just, all of a sudden, boom, I'll just grab these, kind of thing.
I don't know if this is the any right story or not, Seth, but back on October 4th, a guy named Corey Humans caught Aaron Judge's historic 60-second home run ball, and he's looking to make bank.
Oh, boy.
At the time, it was estimated to be worth $2 million, but he's already gotten better offers. In fact, he reportedly turned down $3 million, and he's going to auction it off instead. At least one expert thinks it could become the highest-priced baseball ever sold. The honor currently belongs to Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball in 98. That sold for $3.5 million.
It's a baseball.
I mean, hey, it is your money. I don't like telling other people what to do with their money.
Yeah, I know.
But what the what? How,
it's a baseball.
How can you wrap your brain around the idea of this is a smart investment? This is an investment that is going to make its money back. Or even if it's not going to make its money back, I can sleep at night knowing I spent $3 million on a baseball.
You know, we've got like 3 minutes left in the show, which is not nearly enough time to get into this topic we could go in any number of directions on this. I'm just going to say, because we talked about this a little bit, a couple of months ago when he was on the chase for the home run record.
Yeah.
And what – I don't get it.
No.
Why not just give it back to him? It's his accomplishment. It's not yours. He's the one that did it. Why not just give it to him?
Not to mention whatever money he makes off of this, it seems like the kind of person that is not going to exactly invest it wisely or anything. So, I mean, you know, give the ball back. The PR you get from it is not only great, but the Yankee organization is going to give you like a billion things.
Yeah,
worth.
I mean, they'll give you lots of fun stuff. I mean... Yeah.
It just seems tacky, like lame to me.
You know,
it seems
that
very
is,
lame.
That is the perfect word for it. It's tacky.
It really is.
It's really tacky. And although, let's be fair to him, he wouldn't be in this if there weren't this huge, stupid market for ridiculous just, things like baseballs.
You know, yeah. It's hard to blame him when it's more the market, the idea.
The incentive
of this.
Is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got good stories of the day. Cops and firefighters in Kansas pulled a woman from a burning car on Monday, and one of their chest cams got it all on video.
Hmm.
The car was on its side and fully engulfed. They got her to a hospital, and she's expected to recover completely.
Nice. Very good.
A guy proposed to his girlfriend on a boat and dropped the ring box in the ocean.
Oh, no.
But immediately dove in and snagged it. The video they posted on TikTok was racked up over millions of views. That's a lot better than the other story I saw a couple weeks ago. Some people, he's going to propose to her, and mm-hmm. he said he had thought this out in the spot that he was going to do it at. It's on it's a pier going out, and it's one of those piers that's like got, you know, breaks in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
From in between the wood and everything. Mm-hmm. Of course, he proposes, drops the ring, it goes sliding just out of reach down one of those cracks.
The slats
into
there,
into the ocean to where, you know, to so a fish can give to another fish.
do they do that?
I can't feel bad for these people anymore. I'm sorry, but you know that this could happen.
Yes.
Especially, and I'll just speak about men here. As somebody who has been engaged twice, been married once, mm-hmm. all that, I've been in this situation. And I've thought out every angle of this. How could I drop the ring I proposed with was my Nana's wedding ring.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's a family heirloom. So, mm-hmm. I mean, not only was I hesitant to even give it to the person, even when they said yes, but I was dang sure where that thing, I know where it is right now, exactly how it is, what temperature it is. I mean, come on. You got to think these things through.
Yes. Come on, everybody.
I will say, if it's a bad ring, it's a cheap ring. I mean, that might be a way out of the... Oh, no, the ring. It fell. and that was like a 14-carat diamond, honey. I had a huge ring on there.
I worry about you sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you
thinking
should.
About this stuff. I really worry.
You really, really should.
Get some sleep this weekend. It'll be better.
Definitely. And we hope all of you get some sleep this weekend
yes.
and a good rest. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your friends, family, everything that you're doing out there.
Yes.
Be sure to go see Melissa's play at WRCT. All the ways to say I love you.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock Friday, Saturday night. Support local, support the arts, and have some fun this weekend.
Oh, real quick, I just need to throw this in here. If you want some chili tomorrow, 3 to 7, the Moravian Church, the chili feed is going on. I forgot about that. I should say that.
I apologize.
We should have been
talking about that more, but
no.
Yeah, chili feed. That's
chili
going,
feed.
What time is it going on again?
Tomorrow, 3 to 7.
3 to
Come,
7.
You can get some carry out. You can go eat it there, whatever you want.
Right over at the Moravian Church.
That's correct.
Stop on down over there, our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, great show. Thanks for everything.
Yes, it was fun.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR.